Until now, the borough didn't have a specific policy on the books to protect whistleblowers. This ordinance was sponsored by Assemblymembers Kelly Cooper and Hal Smalley. At its core, the new ordinance simply protects borough employees or people who might bid to do business with the borough from unfair treatment if they call attention to a matter of public concern. In this case, a matter of public concern could be a danger to health or safety, a violation of law, or official misconduct. The path to file a report would go through the mayor's office when possible, or through a public body like the Assembly. During Tuesday afternoon's meeting of the Policies and Procedures Committee, Cooper said the new ordinance would, in part, help ensure all borough employees are up to speed on the most recent workplace conduct practices.
We needed to have language in there, and during the conversation with the introduction, I found it more encouraging for us to implement this when there were questions asked if our new HR director had training on whistleblower and sexual harassment, and we did not. So if we can bring some of those into our local code, it makes it easier and a more consistent process as we go through our training. And so it's just a very simple ordinance, and I can't imagine that anyone would have a concern with us being this transparent.
Well, I'd like to challenge your perception of transparency, if I could, with all due respect.
That's Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce.
Is this not the Me Too practice being applied, or feels like we ought to do it? I would rather hear from you and see some specific examples as to why you would want to do this, and I would respectfully request that you be brutally honest with us.
Cooper said later during the regular assembly meeting that this is not a reaction to the Me Too movement. Pierce's main concern was that because the proposed borough policy so closely resembles state statute, it's redundant and perhaps not necessary.
I'm going to counter that with, if we are not having waste, fraud, or abuse, you shouldn't have a concern. Is there something that you don't want to have that opportunity for employees to have a whistleblower?
No, I don't mind.
Policy? Okay, well
I think
then.
They have it. They have it. They already have it.
They don't have a process on where they report it.
We have a state statute. Look at it from an expense point of view. What I'd say is you tied up the legal department the better part of a day and a half or 2 days to write this thing, if that, to research in the existing state policy, and it basically says what's been written here. It's no different. So what I'm saying is if you have a specific reason why you need redundancy or an additional code placed in the books, we got many of those that we don't use today, where people have tied up the legal department, tied up administration, never even inquired or talked with administration about it, and yet you're generating costs, unnecessary costs, by placing this on the books, and I think it's wasteful.
If you'd like to talk to me about wasteful legal costs, I'd certainly be happy to talk to you, but we probably don't want to go there. Thank you.
The borough is wrestling with lots of additional legal costs right now. Cooper was referencing a discrimination lawsuit filed against the borough and Pierce by former HR Director Stormy Brown. And there's also the $70,000 in legal fees the borough will pay after appealing lower court decisions regarding an invocation policy that was found to be unconstitutional. Assemblymember Norm Blakely moved to table the whistleblower ordinance, citing that discrimination suit. That motion failed, however, and the ordinance was adopted by a vote of 8-1. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.